the lemaychos, various fakasha. How do we end up? Zayin daleisvel priyei zay alamichya. How do we end up? What's the last part of the brooklyn? So the Moru Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Moru first says we have a locha from Rav Dimi. Omarad Rav Dimi Omarad says Chosim Rosh Chodesh, and when you daven Shmon Esrei in Rosh Chodesh, we end up when we say Baruch Mekadesh Yisrov Rosh Chodeshim. Then we could say these two things in one bracha: Mekadesh Yisrov Rosh Chodeshim. Even though usually as a klal in one bracha you don't talk about two different inyonim. So here Rav Dimi Mekadesh Mekadesh Yisrov and Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodeshim is not called two different things. The pshat is, it's the Klal Yisrael that's Mekadesh, the Chodesh, that it could be a Rosh Chodesh. That's considered one thing. So Hochimai, here when you have to end off the Ala Michya, Ala Eitz, can we end off Ala Oretz, the Ala Michya? Is that considered like one thing, like the Eretz is the one that's giving us the Michya? Or is that considered two things? You only have to end off Ala Oretz, or else Ala Michya. You can't say both together in the same Rocham. Ala Oretz and Ala Michya will be matched with two different things. That's the Shaila. Is this considered like two different things? Or no? Al Oretz and Amichya is like one Shvach. The Michya, the food, came out of the Oretz. So the Gemara of Chizdu Amar, Al Oretz v'Al Peiroseh. And you can end off with both. It's called like one thing. But when you make an Al Eitz, Al Priyetz, you end off the Al Oretz v'Al Peiroseh. Even though you're saying Oretz and Peiroseh, it's not considered two different things. So the Pshat is the Peiros come out of the Oretz. So men who are din ala michya, we all stand off. Aloretz ala michya is still like one thing. Trashi hochamai, trashi mi machtimim, bas roi. Kahai gav not going aloretz ala peris, who you all stand off with two things, oretz and peris. For heaven chasim, but bishtayim amish, that's not considered. You end up with two different things. To the forest of the text, let's talk about it. Gemara explains later. And that's why he's pushing, yes, we end up with aloretz ala peris there. We have yechen nama aloretz ala peris. You don't say Peiros Seho, Mashpe Peiros Eretz Yisrael. You say Aloretz V'Ala Peiros. The Zomer of Amram, Bulei Pligdus on Machlekes, Holon Volu. Depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're in Bavel. So the first shot was Rashi says, Holon Volu, Rav Chizda mi Bavel. Rav Chizda lived in Bavel. Or the Bavel chas mi Aloretz V'Ala Peiros Seho. In Bavel, used to give a shvach about the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. And they say Aloretz V'Ala Peiros Seho means it's Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. We have Yechon in Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Chosin Chasmei Ala Peris. Was enough to say Ala Peris, since he's in Eretz Yisrael, he's enough to say Ala Peris. But the Gemara, Maskevor Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Pufaket, Inu Achli, his people in Eretz Yisrael eat the Peris. V'yanan Mavorchinon, here us in Bavel, Rav Chizda, we should say Ala Peris. Eho, Ela Eipach, about a Pufaket. Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Chizda, lived in Bavel, out of Eretz Yisrael, like we in America here, Omer Ala Ala Peris. Always say Al Oretz V'Ala Peris, Mr. Peris of here. We have Yechonin. Yechonin was in Eretz Yisrael. Or we eat Peris from Eretz Yisrael. Or Al Oretz V'Ala Peris Seho. Then you get a special shvach of the Peris that came from Eretz Yisrael.
The point
of the land that gives the Peris. Right. That's why here in America we say Al Oretz V'Ala Peris. Means this land that gave us the Peris. Shashi V'Ala V'Archina Al Peris Seho Eretz Yisrael. L'chuda Koi. We don't eat those pears. We should make the bracha. It's not mistaken. Moran Echonami Eitzach.
What are the details from
Eretz Yisrael?
Thank you. I'm not sure.
Right. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Al Habeya, if you eat eggs, V'yamine Kufra, any type of bosel trash, any type of meat, but Tchilo Mevorach Shahakam, Olebsaif Baran Afosh Rabbis. These are called Choshev Achilas, egg. Or meat, you have to make a burn of fushes. Al Yerokaloi, the Yitzchak holds if you eat vegetables, even though you make a burn for your Adama, you don't have to make a burn of achrein. It's not choshev enough, you don't make a burn of fushes. The Yitzchak Gom and Noah, Afili Yerok, even on vegetables, also you have to make a burn of fushes. Al Vamayaloi, if you just drink water, you have to make a shakum metchila, it's not choshev enough to make a burn of fushes at the end. We have proper Amadal Noah, Afili Maya. And that's what we hold halacha, no matter what you eat, if you eat a gezayis of it, at the end at least you have to make a burn of fushes. Even water, you have to make a burn of fushes if you drink a revius of water. Rashi Avirok Aloi, so the Ruchi Achre, he also have to make a bracha achreinu. Tomorrow Mazutre Ovid Krev Yitzchak Baravdimi, he did like a Yitzchak Baravdimi, the first one, the only make a burn of fushes on eggs and meat. Krev Simi Barashi Ovid Krev Yitzchak. He did the Rav Yitzchak that says even on Yerokas you have to make a burn of fushes. The Marvis Simnach Chad Ketrei, the one that has only one name, did like the one that has two names. Utrei, the one that has two names, the Chad did like one. Trashi Chad Ketrei, Mazutra, Shuska kan yochid b'loy shem aviv mazut b'zos podan himself, not with his father's name. Avik Rav Yitzchak bar Avimi shuska b'shmoy u'b'shem aviv, he was brought down like two names, his name and his father. Utrei kichad means ma bar Avashi shuska b'shmoy b'shem aviv, he's brought down like with two names. Avik Rav Yitzchak shuska yichid. Avuzati Gemara amu Rav Ashi ano zimno d'chimakarno, when I remember avinik akulu, I do like everybody that Rashi after a popa, and that's the halacha, that even on water, if you drink a revius of water, you have to make a burn of poshes. The more tonight is the Mishnah, Mishnah Nida, kol shetoyin broccoli acharov, toyin broccoli upon it. We never have something, you have to make a brocha afterwards, you don't have to make a brocha at the beginning. Brocha at the end means it was a brocha at the beginning. Of the v'yesh, there are certain cases, shetoyin broccoli upon it, you only have to make a brocha at the beginning. The ain toyin broccoli acharov, you don't have to make a brocha afterwards. The more bishpem of the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avimi lachuk yiraka, it's sad to say a vegetable. You make a borer tree abdomen to start off with, but you don't have to make a bracha achrayin. You don't make a burn of poshes. The Rabbi Yitzchak, it's also good. Lachuk yimai, he owes by water. You don't have to make a burn of poshes. Elu Rav Papa lachuk yimai. According to Rav Papa, no matter what you eat, any bracha rishon you make, you always have to make a bracha achrayin. And if you drink water, you have to make a burn of poshes. So where's the Mishnah Nida saying you don't have a bracha achrayin? And the Gemara lafuki mitzvahs means by mitzvahs we make our tzitzis. We only make a bracha rishon, we don't make a bracha achrayin. For the Gemara of Vema Rova by Neretz Yisrael, the bosa the mesakit filayu. After they would take off the tefillin, mevorche they made a bracha achrayin on mitzvahs. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvahs of itzivano lishma chuka. It's a taste to start about it's only by tzul, not by your mitzvahs. Only by tzul they made the bracha. I call upon him a mole. Some mitzvahs do have a bracha achrayin. So where's the Mishnah Nida talking about that there's no bracha achrayna? And the Gemara lafuke mai, what is lafuke? Lafuke rechem. We had before, if you smell, when you have to make a burn minei b'samim, they're only kavei a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achrayna. No matter how much smelling you smell, it's not such a choshev hanah that goes into the group. It's only like going into neshama, so you only need a bracha rishayna, not a bracha achrayna. Rashi calls it toin bracha Mishnah Masech Nida. Lamuti rocha v'koshchein mai, lamuti mitzvahs, and the working shemasalkins filling the tzitzis, the achat chiyah shefa v'lulu. We don't make a bracha achrayin. Omer Rabbi Yana, Omer Rav, kol shu kebeitza, any type of a food at the same size of an egg, you should know beitza toive menu. An egg is more, it's better off eating the egg than any other food. Kiyosi rov in Omer, tova deyusa migugusa. If you have a roasted egg, mishisa kaisisutis, better than six kais, that's a measurement of selus of flour. So it's much better a roasted egg. Trashi kol shu kibetza. Ein lucha min maichadora type of a food that shir kibetza at the same size of an egg, shloitei betza taibu la gufa mimeno. That eating the egg is better for your guf than that food. Nigulosa trashi tsluya. If you roasted the egg, lecha varaka, I mean, you roasted a little bit. You didn't make it a hard egg. You made it a soft roasted egg. It's a soft oyster, you roasted it in the fire. It's kaisatrashi midas marzikos lug. So it's better than six lugim of flour. Kiyosi rabdimi yoma. Tova viyusa miglosa mishisa matvisa. Mishisa. So the same thing. If you roasted the egg, a soft roasted egg, it's better than six lugim of flour. Matvisa, if you made a hard-boiled egg, then me'arba. It's only better than four saws of flour. Lubushoto, if you cooked it, then cooking here means, plus it's a soft egg, is kol shulke beitza, beitza teve menu. Here's the first halacha. So we said any food the same size of an egg, egg is better. But only just the same size of an egg. But not that egg is better like three or five times more than the other food. Lavami bisra, only meat. If we have a soft boiled egg, then meat the same size as that could be just as good as the egg. Drashi miguguta, mishisa, tuva, mishisa, kaiser. If you have a roasted egg, that's the best. That's better than six lugim of flour. Metfisa, drashi, tsluyi, koshi. You roasted it, but you made it hot already. Then taiva miyabo, kaiser. It's only better than four, like lugim of flour. Lugashota, vimayim. You only cooked it in water. And Rabbi Yannai, that's what Allah, Om Rabbi Yannai, in this case, Rabbi Yannai said that kol shuke beitza, any other food that's the same size of an egg, beitza tevim menu, beitza is better than that, hobo levami bisra. and a some boiled egg, meat can be just as good or better. Meat can be better than the egg. But if Kiva Amar Afilu Ochal Sholot, if Kiva, the Mishnah said, even if you eat a vegetable and you're full, you have to bench. So the Gemara, where's the case that he gets filled up eating shalakas, vegetables? Amar Rav Ashi, the klach shall kruv shonim. It means only the klach, it means the hard part of the kruv of the cabbage. Trash the klach shall kruv shonim. Shumazin, that fills you up. The tanya kama and kruv lamazin. Eating cabbage, that fills you up. It's only by cabbage that you get filled up. But all the Iraqis, you don't get filled up. Yeah, it's a mitzvah. No, kruv.
Like what we consider something that we
eat. No, it's Messias. Crew of cabbage is the filling thing.
What I mean is if a person eats anything long enough,
it's different than something else. Not going to call you full. You just took away your hunger right now. You don't feel, you feel satisfied. But a few minutes later, you're going to feel hungry again. That's enough nafkamina. Lozen means something that satisfies you for a longer period of time. You take bread, it keeps you satisfied for a longer time. Vegetables, just like goes through you. So the time it's in your stomach working, sure, you feel satisfied, but it goes through much faster, you get hungry much faster. That's not called mozzah. Right? Tana Rabbanan. Tochol atmilit is yofelish naim. It's very good for the teeth because it's hard to chew. The koshul of naim naim was no good for the digestive system. Krishin, drashi karse, some type of beans, is koshul ishnaim, like it's very bad for the teeth. The yolk of the mayim, but that is good for the insides, for the intestines, for the digestive system. So the more kol yerikai will soon be masked in all these cases. Kol yerikai, eat a raw vegetable, merit. It makes you a little bit pale. So it's not. Trashi kol yerikai merit. Trashi neitel tari aparim. It takes away a little of your color, your face. It makes you a little pale. The kol cotton, eat an unripe vegetable, maktim. It's no good for you. Trashi kol cotton, shalagodo kotsorka. It's unripe yet. The kama forish kama called sarkai, it's maxed and it makes you small. The chol nefesh, meshiv is a nefesh. Trashi, nefesh means dover chai, anything raw. Hanechol sholin, it's eating full, kagain dogim tipanim, she godle called sarkin. If you ate a whole sardine, that's a good thing. The chol nefesh is meshiv is a nefesh. The chol korul of nefesh, any meat that comes near where the nefesh of the behemoth was, is meshiv es a nefesh. It's good meat to eat. It also makes you healthy. Kruv lamozin, if you eat cabbage, that fills you up. Utradin, beets, the refuah. That's good for refuah. Oila labayis shalefes averas betoichel. Oivim is no good if the house eats a lot of vegetables. Shalefes, I mean, you eat too much vegetables there, it's no good. Halimazin. Omamar, tchoyel, this millet, milk, is yofelishnaim, it's good for the teeth. The cost of neimayim is very bad for the digestive system. Is maitakanta what the yetsa nila say? Chew it for the shdayu. Don't swallow it, but spill it out. Spill it out. Smell is good for the teeth. Cost, I think it means it's very hard to chew. So you have to exercise your teeth very good, so it's good for the exercise. But then spill it out, don't swallow it. Kareshin, this type of, I think there is horse beans, is caution lishnayim for care that's bad for the teeth. For yof of neimayim, maitakanta what the yetsa, lishakinu, cook it up. So they don't have to chew it, you just swallow it down. Literally inu, and you can swallow it down. So you don't have to chew it, the teeth don't have to go near it, and you can swallow it down. Trashinilisei, koitisei mashtichu. Right, the kol yerek chai merit. A raw vegetable makes you pale. Omrav Yitzchak, besudu rishayna shel achar akos. It only means if you had the bloodletting, your first sud eat, then if you eat raw vegetables, it makes you pale. The Omrav Yitzchak, kol oichol yerek koydama b'shoyis, if you eat vegetables before the first four, during the first 4 hours of the day, is also a saper memory. Not allowed to talk with him. My time of mishum recha. If you know, when they eat it early in the morning, because they give you, you didn't eat a meal yet, so you're only eating vegetables, that's what stays inside you when you start belching, but the reich will come out, so it's not nice. You shouldn't talk to people because the smells will come out and make them miss. Trashi koydim aboy shoyz, she'ein ois man sud, it's not the time to eat yet a good meal. For reich koshel of nayodim, then the smell comes out and very bad. Hamasapir mima, it's bad for people to talk to you. Koydim achil v'shaguf reikin, it's cause man your stomach is like empty, so if you just have these vegetables, the reich will come out, it's not going to be good. You shouldn't talk to people. The Yomer, that's one thing about Yitzchak. The Yomer of Yitzchak, another locha, Also, Odom Shiyoko Yerokai, some, there's an Easter teeth raw vegetables, Koydama Beshois, before 4 hours a day. Now, this is not Mashmish Tam of talking to people, there's an Easter to do it, could be bad for the digestive system, shouldn't do it. Amei Mazat Umar Maitna, Amei Momaz Utra of Ravashi, Heve Yasu, they're sitting together. Aisu Kamayo Yerokai, Koydama Beshois, they were meeting early in the morning, and they brought in front of them raw vegetables. Is our name of Ravashi Ochel? They ate from the raw vegetables. Oh, Mazutra Loyachel. Omrule, so they asked Mazutra, my Baitcha, what's the reason why you're not eating it? The Omer of Yitzchak, because you heard Rav Yitzchak's first halacha, that he said, Koloichel Yerek, Kaidim Abishurus, whoever eats vegetables the first throughout the day, is Osla Sapramenu. You're not allowed to talk with that person. Why? Mishum Recha. Because you have bad smell comes out. So yes, Mazutra, Vuhanan, the Koachlinon, we are Meimer, we just finished eating it, and you are talking to us. So I said, you don't hold from this Issa, you shouldn't talk to somebody that ate out the bad smell. Because it was us, so you shouldn't talk with us. So if you hold this mutta to talk, so why didn't you eat it? I hold up the other Rabbi Yitzchak. I don't hold this Nisas Reicha. So if you want to, eat it. Yerem doesn't want to smell you, he'll go away from you. I don't hold from that Issa. I hold from the second Issa. The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, that was the second din. Stam is an istatidit. Lav davka after reyach. The stam you should need it. So therefore he didn't want to eat it. Malocha on that word down. Right, the kol katan makin. Anything you eat that's unripe, it's no good for you, it will make your body unripe. Omer Rav Chisda afilu gediya bazuza. Even if it's a kid that's worth a zuz, means a fat, a good animal, but since it's unripe yet, it's also no good. Rashi as bazuza kloima shomen, a fat one, v'toyv sheshav bazuza, worth the zuz, still it's no good. Lo yamor now the less they revia, it didn't grow yet a fourth of its growth. Avlis they revia, it grew a fourth of its growth, less lambo, then there's nothing wrong to eat it. Right, the kol nefesh meshav nefesh, what does that mean? Amra papa afilo gildeni devegili. Rashi, unless they revia shlegodol ad revia. It didn't grow one fourth yet. We're going a tleh, revius shel ayil. A tleh is one quarter of the growth of an ayil. Gedi, tleh revius is sol soya. Godel, vechein kol dov. So it's only if it's less than a fourth grown, then it's not good to eat. Gildeni devei gildeni, dogen titana moy. Eat very small fish. O mitsuyin vein hakanin, bagim. It's nearby the swamps. Vein darkim lagabu yosef. These are not unripe fish, they don't grow bigger. Avoda cotton, mimin da godl, for le godl roiva, zel cotton maktim. That's no good. You need a small fish that's eventually supposed to grow bigger, that before is no good. You need a small fish that after its full growth, that's a healthy thing that's good for you. Right? The kolakoral nefesh, meshiv et nefesh. Anything that's close to the nefesh is good. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov Umke, it means from the neck. If you eat neck meat, that's very healthy. Shrashi tzavam, mokim veisa shchita, the samach alevel amayim. It's near the heart, where the nefesh was. Omale Rabbi Lishmayim. Rabbi told the Shamish, Ki maisi liyumtsa the bisra, when you go and buy me meat, Torach liyaisli, make shabada and buy me meat, mehecha de mekar lovei borach, where it's very close to the place where they made the bracha on the shchita. So it's buy me meat near the neck. They make a shchita on the neck to make the bracha there, so buy me meat near that. Drash lovei borach, the mokim shabarach l'sham ala shchita. Kruv the Muslim. Cabbage is good for filling. Utrab in Rafua. And beach is good for Rafua. But Kruv the Muslim in Rafua Lai. Is cabbage only good for filling and not for Rafua? Vatanya. Shisha Dvorim, there are 6 things. Marapin at the Chirli. Heals up your sickness. Mechol you from your sickness. Rafuasa Rafua. Gemara's made it's a good Rafua. Agam, they say that as man is there, the Rafua that says in the Gemara is not look it's a good Rafua. But that's Vade, who's Nishtana Hateva. The Gufa different. So when the Gemara says something is refuah, it's not Ruchah, today it's refuah. It's no Stira to say it's not a refuah, because it was a Shinraguf. When the Gemara's times at least, there are 6 things that's refuah, and the Gemara's made it, so it's bodhic, it's a good refuah. By the way, Kruv, if you eat the cabbage, trad and beets, or may seeds, and grashi tavsho, shalpulia, or dvash, the keva, eat the stomach of the animal, the hara, that's the placenta, grashi shavlad, leitzaboy, the womb, the aseris hakovit, near the liver. Rashi Tarsha the Kavda, there's meat right around the liver. These things are good. So you see, even Kruv, cabbage is also good. Elaim Makruv Af L'Mosim. Kruv is even, not only does it fill you, not only does it heal you, it's also good for Mosim. Right? We say, for Oilo Labaye Shalefa Severus Batechim. It's no good if you have too much vegetables. But the more Amy, Lo'oma Le Robo the Shemaye, Robo told the Shamish, Kichad is lift to the Shukku, and you see this left as vegetables in the Shuk. Lo'y Tamely the Mikrochas Rifta. Don't ask me, how am I going to eat it with, what type of bread? But go and buy it, because it's a good thing to have. Om Rabaya Mebli Bosa. Avad, if you take the vegetables and cook it with the meat, then it's good. But to eat the vegetables by itself, that's no good. Rashi Mebli Bosa. He kosher, without meat, it's no good. Avogash Mevashti, in Bosa, Shomen Matish Koichel. The Shomen is the fats of the meat, takes away the Koichel of the vegetables, then it's very good. Rabam Mebli Yayin. It's only if you eat it without wine. But with wine, it's good, the vegetables. Itma Rabam Mebli Bosa, that's when it's no good. Shemulom Mebli Eitzim. But as to means if you don't cook it a lot, if you don't use a lot of wood to cook the fire, then it's no good. But if you cook up the vegetables very good, then it's also good. If you eat it without wine, then it's no good. But with wine, it'll be good. Omele Rabbele Rav Papa, Soidni. He's called Rav Papa Soidni. So on the side it says, Soidni is Lashon from Yirei Shemayim he was. It says, Soid Hashem Yirei. That's why he called him Soidni. Rashi learned Soidni, Baal Sheikha, tomorrow. He was a brewer. He used to make beer from dates. We have Papa Moicha Sheikher Hoya. The Papa used to sell beer. He was a beer seller. So he told the Papa, Saidni, he's Russian brewer, Anan, Tarina Le Bebisra Vechamra. We eat our vegetables with meat and with wine. Of Austin, but you're a papa, don't have any wine, you only have beer. The nafish the chukham, you don't have enough wine. But my tavrisala, how do you eat your vegetables with? Or malay betziva, I eat it with wood. As he meant to say, I make a fire with the wood and I boil it up very good, then the vegetables are right. Piha de beisud rapop, like the wife of rapopam, bosu de mavashtu, even after she cooked it, tavra la betimne ufni pasu sarsa. She made sure to use up 8 woods from this pasu. Rashi, Lagloy Nofish Lechu Chamer, Sheshos Sheikhar at Asim, you only drink beer, but might have Risalu Lechaycha Shalephas, how do you take away the Kaycha Lephas? Oifus Fasaitsim, the Kiyash Leitsim, pieces of wood, Kedalus, Hoysa Sarfa Takas Kedaris Halephas. And she uses a lot of pieces of wood to cook the vegetables, then that was good. Tara Rabbonim, Da Kotin Maliach, a small salty fish. Pomim Shu Mamis. You know, sometimes it'll kill you. It's not good to eat it. The Shiva, the seventh day of the month. The Shiva also, the 17th day of the month. Uvesim, the Shiva, 27. Rashi, Pomim Shu Mamis. The Elohim, the Yom Shiva, Yomil Michosa. Enough in the month. The seventh day after you salted it. It's a herring, a small sardine that you salted. The seventh day from the salting is no good to eat. Oy Biyom Shiva, the 17th day. Oy Biyom Shiva, yes, the 27th day. Biyamrullah Biyasrim Vishloisha, 23rd day. Loya Monella Bamotiv Lemoti. Where you cooked it a little bit, not too much, not too little. Abamoti Shapir, less than bovi. You cooked it well, it's fully edible now, then it's okay. Or the Loy Matvi Shap, even we didn't cook it enough. Loya Monel, Loy Shosa Basa Shikh, we didn't drink beer afterwards. Have a Shosa Basa Shikh, less than bovi. So these things are not so gay on my side. Right. But I show you some mind with some. The Mishnah says if you drink water for thirsty, you have to make a shakol, and your pastor said you had to make a burin of fushes. So the Gemara, la fuke mai. What does the Mishnah mean? You drank water because you were thirsty. What else do you drink for? Ravidi baravin la fuke laman dechaknasei or umtza means you're choking. You have a bone in your mouth. You have something down your mouth, and now you want to drink water. Take it down. You don't have to make a brach on the water. Now, Laloch is brought down his own root usually only by water. Water is the only thing that if you don't drink it for thirst, you have no hanor from it. So here we have something stuck. The reason why you're drinking the water is not because you're thirsty, just to get washed down your mouth, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the water. But let's say you take soda to do that, or another drink that you do have hanor drinking it, even though you're taking the soda to wash something down, but since you have hanor drinking the soda, then avad you would have to make a bracha. Most again in the morning, you wake up early in the morning and you want to speak and you have some phlegm, you have something down your mouth, and you're not thirsty at all. You're just taking water to wash down your mouth, you would not have to make a bracha on that water. Because water, if you don't take it for thirst, you don't have to make a bracha. Well, medicine vital. Well, it'll be the same thing. It depends. If you're a little thirsty and you enjoy the water, you have to make bracha. If you don't enjoy the water, you're only taking the water, take down the pill. Like you just got finished drinking, you know, well, you won't have to make a bracha then. Right.
What if you flush a can of soap from soap?
It's the same thing. You don't have to make a bracha then.
No, but you drink the soap.
Well, yes, the question. You can't make a bracha, you mean you're choking. It's something
yeah,
else. Because you can't, but because you can't make a bracha, then you're choking. But it means if you couldn't make the bracha, you have to make the bracha. Like Tosfos here. Tosfos, Badafka Mayim, Tosfos. Shein Lo Hano, Kiyam Lishtesh Mayim Letzomai. So, Hano of water is only if you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, there's no Hano. For Hano, the Chavim Sayumtsa. Ain Zer Nechshev Hano. Al Shah Mashkin, any other type of drinks. Shalayla Maguf Nenam Mehem, that you enjoy drinking it. For Cholin Yim Avorach, Afilo Chavim Say, even if you have something stuck in your mouth. But since you're drinking the soda, your body enjoying it, you have to make a broken one. Right, we have time for Naima Borin of Hoshabas of Chasronim. Omale Rova Barav Chonel Abaye, the Yamri Lola Reb Yosef, Hilcha Samai. It's how do we pass him? Do we make a Shakum, or do we make a Borin of Hoshas? Omale, he answered him, Tuk Chazi Mayom Advar. Go look out and see how the world feels it, how the world acts. And the way the world acts, that's the halacha. So Trashi, Mayom Advar. How do people act? I'm all of you, that's halacha. Whenever you're mesupik, what's halacha? Look at the way the minigolim. In the minigolim, you can bring a raya. Ukvanor gulavorach betchila shakol, our minigiz on water. First, we make a shakol. We'll observe burn the first shabbos of the chasronin, hakol mashabor. That's the psak halacha, that's what we're passing. So, Taz also says, Bravtafanam burn the foshes, pirish lafonov. That was a taf and cheetah. Before you drink water, you have to make a burn of foshes. So the shayla was, how do we pass him? And the minig is, we only see people make a burn of foshes afterwards. So now we make a shakol metchila, and the burn of foshes, that's afterwards.